Hello and welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me as we take a look at the energies you feel when outer planets influence your personal planets. This episode is part two, where we're going to look at the energies of Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, which are the outer planets that have a deeper effect on your soul growth, and they are associated with generations. So people you grew up with and the cycles we all go through collectively, these are also the planets that bring about permanent change, permanent changes in your sense of self and your self-identity, as well as permanent changes to those personal planets that are affected by these outer planets. So we're going to dive into this in today's show. I did have a part one of this same topic where I talked about Jupiter, Saturn, and Chiron. So you may be interested in listening to that episode first as I explain more about how this works and what it means to experience these influences and impacts from the outer planets. And in this episode, as I said, we're going to go deeper into what it means at a soul level. So I'm very excited to dive into this with you. I also want to bring your attention to a playlist that I have for you on YouTube. And the playlist is called Significant Lifetime Transits. And it goes through every decade of our lives and describes all of the benchmarks and milestones, so to speak, of astrological transits we each experience. So, for example, in today's show, we're talking about Uranus. Well, between the ages of 42 and 44, we all experience what's called the Uranus opposition. And this is often a time of big life changes. This could be a midlife crisis. This could be a breakthrough. This could be an understanding of who you really are. This Uranus energy tends to be big, dynamic. It shakes things up. And so for everybody, we experience this Uranus opposition in our early 40s. So that's just one example of how we all have the same growth transits throughout our lives. And in this YouTube playlist, you can go through your life decade by decade to look at what these transits are. So the first video is for ages 7 through 20. Then there's a video on your 20s, on your 30s, 40s, etc. And you might be really fascinated by what showed up for you at those periods of time in your life. So it's pretty cool to make those connections. It also demonstrates how valid and relevant astrology is. That astrology keeps proving itself. It's an ongoing self-experiment. It's a self-validating journey. Where when you're aware of what these energies are, when you understand more about your natal astrology chart, and then you can connect them to the transiting planets, it's really incredible what shows up, how the resonance appears, the themes show up, the cycles, the timing, it's all right on time. And it really helps us with this wild human adventure because it's very easy to think that life is completely unexpected or chaotic or unpredictable. But astrology gives you a very clear energy roadmap. Now, that doesn't mean you'll know exactly how something will show up. And I see this in my own life. You know, I look at my own chart and I see, okay, I have this hard Saturn square happening now, and I have an idea of what some of those themes might be and what could be a potential or a possibility, but I don't know exactly how it's going to show up. But at least I have a heads up of what areas of life are showing up to help grow, take responsibility, be more mature, etc. That's what astrology offers us. It offers us a way to really get to some of these major themes in our lives, to have a heads up, to understand what's going to come up, you know, where we may need to make some new choices, where we may need to do some healing work, where we may need to be ready for the unexpected, you know, as ready as we can be. But it's really an amazing tool. And that's why I've loved my own experience of studying astrology for 30 years now, and why I love sharing it with you and teaching it to you and anyone who's interested, because I really believe it's something that can help anyone who is resonating with this information and who wants to learn more. So let's take a look at what it means when the outer planets of Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto interact with your personal planets. And as a quick review, you have five personal planets in your natal astrology chart that compose your self-identity. And this is where the astrology becomes most personal. So there is the sun sign, which is your sense of self, your healthy ego development in this lifetime, where you are learning more about who you are. Think of how the sun is the brightest light in the solar system. And so your sun sign is really your guiding light. It's what you came in to master and grow throughout your lifetime, the energies and themes of your sun sign. The sun sign is typically associated with a masculine energy with a sense of self. Then we have our moon sign, and the moon sign is typically a more feminine understanding of the energies where it's more private. Your moon sign is where you are receptive, of where you take in information. It's what you need on a daily basis because of how the moon is in a cycle that moves throughout every month. The moon is how you navigate your daily life. And the moon is your emotional needs. It's your internal world. So your moon is a lovely balance, so to speak, to your sun. Then we have your Mercury. Your Mercury is how you think, how you process information, and the perceptions you create about the world. It's your learning style. It's how you communicate. It is your communication needs. It's how you process information as it comes in. Mercury is also about how we understand what's going on in the world, what's going on in our lives. Again, it's all about the mental processes. So it's essentially how you think and how you understand yourself and your place in the world. Then we have Venus. And Venus is the personal planet associated with receiving. And she's really about our development of self-love. And so she's associated with the feminine principles of receiving. Venus is what we need to feel loved, to feel validated and recognized. She certainly contributes to our sense of confidence, to our sense of being valued by other people. But of course, energetically, that personal value starts with yourself and starts with how you recognize who you are, you recognize your own needs, and you understand how to show up in the right relationships that are healthy and true for you. Venus is about self-worth and, of course, connected to financial issues, about how you use money, how you are connected to abundance and manifestation. Venus is also about how we form relationships with other people and how we connect with others. And this can be with other women, with our sisters and our mothers and our friends, but it's also about our love relationships. So anything that, again, makes us feel good about ourselves, you can find that in your Venus sign. And then we have Mars, and Mars is also associated with a masculine energy. And Mars is how you go for what you want. It is desire. It is action. It is saying, this is my goal and this is how I'm going to go for it. Mars is where we have also a confidence to be ourselves in the world, to achieve our life goals. It's also how we assert our will and our willpower. Mars is where we are inspired to do something. So just as Venus is how we receive, Mars is how we make something happen. So it's these five planets here that are your personal planets. And as you focus on each one, which I recommend you do, most people start out understanding their sun sign and then their moon sign, really understand your Mercury, understand your Venus, understand your Mars, and you're going to get a more holistic understanding of yourself, of your needs, and of the intentions of each of these planets. So these planets, again, compose your fuller sense of self. And then they interact with the outer planets. And as I'm describing these energies of the outer planets, they can either be the outer planets in your natal astrology chart or the transiting planets as they move across the solar system at any given time. So you could listen to this information and apply it to your natal chart. And for those who are brand new to this and figuring things out, your natal chart is the snapshot in time of your energy based on when you were born, the date, the time and location, and that creates your natal astrology chart. And there shows us your chart, your energy, and how it is appearing in the cosmos. And so, for example, when you were born, your moon could be conjunct Neptune. And so that means that this show might help you understand more about your own personal planet, your moon, but also understand the influence of Neptune, which is that of surrender and trust, intuition, spiritual guidance, surrender, making sure that you aren't doing too much. Neptune is often an energy of disappearance and privacy, solitude. So all of that, that influence of Neptune would greatly influence your moon's daily needs. So let's start by talking about Uranus, because Uranus is the planet of chaos and cosmic breakthroughs. It is the energy of quick moving development, sudden things happening. It can be chaos. It can be the roller coaster of life. It's a very high vibrating energy that's connected to cosmic intelligence. And this is where you have these aha moments. You understand something quickly or something happens fast. It can be the earthquake underneath your feet. It can be something jolting you. Uranus is associated with rebellion and being an individual. It's the part of yourself that wants to express who you are, that doesn't want limitations, that wants to be free and to do its own thing. I typically think of Uranus as heavily connected with those of entrepreneurs or those people who want to be in charge of what they're creating, doing, and building because they want to go about it on their own terms. Uranus is where we also have connections to other timelines, where we can jump ahead into other dimensions, other portals, other understandings of the time-space continuum. Uranus is where we do time travel. It is very future-oriented. It is the visionary. It takes us out of anything that's been stuck or too traditional or too conservative even, and says, consider it on this side of the spectrum. So Uranus is very avant-garde. So when we have a transiting Uranus or natal Uranus that's strongly impacted in a natal chart, it is the part of you that's really here to walk to the beat of your own drum. And I've noticed that for many starseeds and light workers, that you are, you know, very much ahead of your soul groups. And you're here to do things differently, to shift it up, you know, to be the first to understand something or to explore something. You've probably felt like the black sheep. You've probably been marginalized or put out on the sidelines somehow. And this is actually the Uranus energy that's expanding cosmic consciousness, that's helping you see how big you are, the fullness of your energy field. And you can't understand that if you're sitting in the status quo. You can't understand how expansive you can be when you're in the middle of something and I'm feeling like in a dense circle where you're surrounded by all these people and all you want to do is stretch out your arms and have some space and do your own thing. Uranus helps with that development in your soul growth. So when Uranus comes through, again, either by natal placement or transiting planet, it asks you to break free and to break out. And this is why some people with a Uranus transit can experience a crisis, can experience even a broken bone or something breaking. They can experience something coming apart unexpectedly, like a sudden unraveling or almost like a demolition. I'm getting the image of one of those Las Vegas hotels that, you know, they're very careful about where they set the explosives so that the hotel collapses onto itself, but it happens really fast. You know, it happens within 20 seconds or under a minute or something. That's very Uranian, where it happens so quickly that what was built up is brought down so that it can be reformulated. And in fact, the gift in that is that then it connects to a whole new energy, a whole new dimension, a whole new timeline. So when there is a big Uranus transit or a strong Uranus energy, you can feel like a time traveler. You can feel like someone who's here from the future. You can feel like you're outside of what is considered quote unquote normal. There can be an energy of defiance and that rebellion. It's a very strongly independent energy. So all of that energy comes in and influences your personal planet. And whatever personal planet that might be, whether it's the sun, moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, this Uranus energy comes through and it is going to really have you look at what you considered your energy or your expectations, your timeline, your dimension, etc. And it could blast you open to something even bigger. And it's meant to help you see something outside of limitations. So Uranus brings about major life changes. And when that's through a square to a natal planet, an opposition, and even a conjunction, these are the most intense energies. So at this time when I do this show, we have Uranus has been in the first decan of Taurus. So any planets in Taurus, especially between, let's say, 5 and 10 degrees of Taurus, Uranus is coming through and really shaking up your world and having you see something in a different way and getting you unstuck. And that Taurus energy likes reliability, likes stability, likes financial security, wants to know what's what. There can be the energy of self-preservation, self-reliability. And so that Taurus energy can feel very ungrounded with the strong Uranus energy. But it's opening you up to even more that's possible that you can manifest and create. So Uranus has been very jolting for the Taurus planets because in many ways, Taurus is opposite of Uranus. It doesn't want change. It doesn't invite change unless it has to. And here comes Uranus saying, oh, change is happening, but it's going to be worth it. So if you have any planets that are receiving a square from Uranus, where the square is a frustration, a discomfort, an anger, an outburst, and it's something that's changing that isn't comfortable. And again, it's jolting, but it's setting you free if that's what you choose to perceive. And it's asking you to see something from another vantage point and to know that it won't last forever. The squares from Uranus are really quite dynamic, and again, they can be frustrating at first because it's not what you thought would happen. But there's something here, again, related to cosmic consciousness and even universal intelligence that is revealing more in your energy field than you were aware of. It's almost like reveals the blind spots. Again, this can show up if you're not aware of your transits, it can show up as a crisis. But if you are aware of your transits, you know that something's going to be changing and developing, and you can be as ready as you possibly can be for those changes. Now, the oppositions from Uranus are the energy of something bigger than you, outside of you, taking you forward. And this is where the soul's growth really can show up too, because an opposition from Uranus is... It's like the bigger cycles of change are unfolding. And so how are you going to perceive them? How are you going to work with them? Because that opposition can create a tug of war, a push-pull, a sense of, well, my personal will is against this cosmic will. But the cosmic energies will, quote unquote, dominate. They will win. You know, change is happening. And it's happening on a big scale. So when there's a Uranus opposition, this can be bigger life changes, but it's also getting you out of wherever that personal planet was limited in its understanding. And so it's actually stretching you out and away from a comfort zone. But I feel like one of the beautiful gifts of strong Uranus energy is that it reminds you that you are everything, that you are always connected to every energy cycle, every development, every level of consciousness. And so what are you going to choose? What is really best for your next steps and for your own quantum leaps? What is best for where you want to go and where the universe can take you? And this is why I always associate Uranus with timeline jumping and that sense of quick, rapid soul growth when you allow Uranus to rearrange what is expired and open you up to even more. It's very dynamic, and again, it can be an energy that catches you off guard. But when you have supportive Uranus transits happening, such as a trine, then you're really ready for something. Even a conjunction, I consider a conjunction, again, it connects to cosmic intelligence and universal timing. It's like, okay, it's time. It's time for this quantum leap. It's time for this huge expansion. You know, ready or not, it's happening. And if you can enjoy the roller coaster, or at least know that it's going to end at some point and you will be back on steady ground, that will help with the ride of it all. With Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, these are the slower moving planets that typically work with us for longer periods of time. So it's possible that you have one transit of Uranus to a personal planet, but it's more common that you have three transiting passes. It's the first aspect, the second, and then the closing aspect. It could be five. You could have five transiting aspects from Uranus that unfolds over a number of years. And so it's working with you to reprogram you. And this is true, again, for not only Uranus, but Neptune and Pluto. It's a deeper reprogramming, energetic reprogramming that can come through as deep healing. Of course, very prominent soul growth. It can show up as the next level, the next step, you know, what you're learning, what you are able to handle and move through. The growth potential is incredible, and it often requires that we can handle the ride. And it's because of this longer timeline of change that we do grow, that something comes up to be revealed, to be seen, to be worked with. So these outer planets show us more of our soul's growth and our potentials, and even some of our bigger life choice points. And those choice points can simply be in how we understand what's going on and how we believe what is happening. And even if we believe that we live in a benevolent universe that's supporting our growth, or if you believe that everything is against you, I mean, and of course the full spectrum of that, right? So there's an understanding here that what we are working with through these outer planets is connected to your soul's intentions for this lifetime. And if you can connect it to that level of consciousness, it will help you with more of the mundane, practical, everyday-to-day lives. And one thing that I use in my life, especially right now, is that I see it as, okay, here is my current spiritual assignment. And so who is bringing in that assignment? You know, which planet is dominant right now? So if you have Uranus dominant for you right now, then Uranus is your current spiritual teacher bringing in your current spiritual assignment. And this is true for any and every planet, but I think it helps to understand that we have so many different phases in our lives that support our soul growth, that when you're following these transits or when you're following what's happening in your natal astrology chart, you're connecting to more of your soul's intentions in this lifetime. You're seeing the timing and the cycles of the spiritual assignments, and you're understanding more. It's like more that goes on below the surface, but below the surface of our minds, right? It's the bigger picture of it all. And that's what these outer planets bring in. It's the bigger picture of your soul's growth, your soul's evolution, that's outside of this particular time and space experience. It's something much bigger, right? It's probably connected to many, many experiences you've had at a soul level. But because your level of consciousness is high right now, you understand that bigger picture and you're able to work with these energies more consciously. So let's move on to Neptune. Neptune is associated with surrender, transcendence, transmutation, that which seems out of our control, that which we have to simply trust and ride the waves. And since 2011, Neptune has been in Pisces. And this is Neptune's home sign, is Pisces. And it is the ocean. And I think of it as Neptune and Pisces is when we all are just floating on the ocean and the ocean is so big and you can't control the waves, and all you can do is float sometimes and go with it, whether a storm is coming or whether it's very smooth, peaceful sailing. Neptune is where we surrender. You can't grasp on to the ocean, right? Like you stick your hand or your fist in the ocean and it does nothing. It's kind of that sense of, okay, I'm bigger than this human body. I'm bigger than my human will. And Neptune allows us to tap into the bigger spiritual journey of it all. And so Neptune is associated with our spiritual growth and our spiritual development. It's connected with our intuition and where we don't always see things clearly, but we can feel it or sense it. And we use a different GPS system with Neptune. And that is through spirit. And that is through the energies that are bigger than us, again, outside of our mind, but that we feel and we sense. Neptune can also bring forward your spiritual gifts from other lifetimes, because there is no time-space continuum in the world of spirit. Everything's in the now. Everything's in the present. So it's like in this lifetime, you can really have very strong clairvoyance or clairaudience, because in another lifetime that's happening concurrently, you also have those spiritual gifts. So Neptune reminds us that it's all a dream. It's all an illusion. Nothing's real. And then you look around at the chair you're sitting in or your clothes, and you're like, well, this is very real. Yes, it is, but it's only because of the density that we live in. And Neptune rises us out of that density. We rise up and out into the nothingness and the no thing that then becomes everything, right? That's so expansive that it couldn't possibly be one thing if it's everything. So when this energy of Neptune makes an impact or influence on your personal planet, whether that's your sun, moon, Mercury, Venus, or Mars, you are surrendering to a very big energy. And of course, it depends if this is happening through conjunction, trine, square, opposition, in conjunct, sextile. There's a number of aspects out there that shows up. For those of you who want to learn more about this, I recommend there's a few books on Amazon, such as Planets in Transit and Planets in Aspect. Those are both really good books. You could just Google those on Amazon, Planets in Transit, that's by Robert Hand, and then Planets in Aspects. And both of these books, they're similar, but they help you understand what's going on. So this Neptune influence comes in and it asks you to trust and surrender. And our sweet, awesome personal planets can struggle with this at first, because it's asking us to change how we've done something, to surrender, to let go, to not think that you can use your human will or human might in some way. So this Neptune energy is a very interesting time of spiritual growth, and it tunes you into more of your own spiritual tools. And so it can be a big opening into your intuition, into your, again, clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience, any of the clairs, any of the, it's very creative and artistic as well. And you could see visions, you could have very incredible dreams that connect you with astral travel. And as that Neptune energy connects to that personal planet is going to shift and change out of what it's known or how it's operated previously. And it's going to surrender to a bigger timeline. Now remember, with these Neptune transits, just like with Uranus and Pluto, it's a very slow-moving energy. So it typically lasts for a year and a half, sometimes 2.5 years. It really depends on your chart. But it's a very slow-moving energy. And you cannot rush the ocean, right? You can't go out there and change the currents of the ocean or the ocean streams and where how the ocean moves around the planet. It has its own timing. And so here we have this strong Neptune making a very big influence on a personal planet. And at first it feels powerless. And it reminds me of a friend of mine who has, I think she has 3 planets in Virgo. And about 5 years ago, Neptune started opposing her sun, moon, and I think it was her Venus in Virgo. And that Neptune opposition to her planets in Virgo removed her from her previous self-identity as a scientist, as a marine biologist. She became a mom, a stay-at-home mom, and she has said, I have no idea what I'm doing next. I have no idea what my next job is. I don't know if I'm going to work. Right now I'm just, not just, but I'm a stay-at-home mom to two beautiful kids, and it's completely different than the whole life she's known. So this was the Neptune opposition, and how it showed up for her is it totally removed her from who she thought she was. And it asks her to think of her life in a whole new way, to think of herself in a whole new way. So what Neptune does is it brings in an area of ourselves that actually has been too small. And it's been too caged, perhaps. It's been too overly identified. And Neptune says, you're more than that, but actually you're not even that. You are no thing. And then our human ego says, yes, I am. I am that. And I own that. And I like that. And I love that. And then Neptune says, but there's so much more for you to understand. And in fact, one of the best gifts of a Neptune influence to a personal planet is that you practice, you have the opportunity, I should say, to practice detachment, to not overly attach to something that you thought was essential or that you thought was you, and to remain in that place of flowing and floating on the ocean and just going with it. But it doesn't feel like that at first. It feels like a powerlessness. It feels like what you want, you can't have. And what Neptune's intention is to remove you from your ego, remove you from your sense of self. It's sort of like, takes away your driver's license. Like, nope, this is not who you are. Or, you know, you have your name on certain things, or you are, you know, your social security number, or you're identified with something. And it says, no, you're none of these things. You're more than that. And then, of course, we have to try to maneuver and live in a very physical world that requires us to be an individual and to be a sense of self. So the Neptune energies can bring confusion, and I don't know where I'm going, and I don't know what's happening next. And I know that I worked with clients through big Neptune transits, and it's like, you know, you may not know how you want to know. You're expecting to know, but that might not happen until 2022. So what are you going to do until 2022? And how can you enjoy this floating or this time or just be in this place of openness? Because Neptune will open you up if you want that, if that's your intention. It opens you up. Again, it can also bring you into, you know, part of that powerlessness of Neptune working with a personal planet is that you can feel like a victim or self-pity or blame. There's also the strong energy of escapism. And Neptune is where we escape into alcohol, drugs, excessive things that take us into other places. I mean, it's kind of like the fantasy land that you need to go to because you don't want to deal with reality. So as with everything, there's a spectrum of unhealthy and healthy expressions of the energies. And so Neptune, with this escapism, it's like you're meant to step away from your ego, but you're also meant to do that consciously. And if you're not aware of that, you can have these very discouraging feelings come up. And if that's the case, if you're feeling self-pity, victim energy, a sense of real uncertainty about your life, if you're feeling that sense of you have no power, that you're a victim in circumstances, then Neptune is showing you where you've been overly identified with your ego. And so you have the potential to really go into some beautiful spiritual growth. And so this is where, you know, you can look at what spiritual information calls to you, what you're looking to transmute and transform, how you can rise up out of these energies into a higher vantage point, and to consciously work with any emotions that come up. Neptune can also, remember, again, it can be very much about your soul's experiences through many lifetimes of these feelings traveling with you or these energies traveling with you. And now you have the potential and possibility to work with those lower levels of consciousness and transmute them into a higher expression. And because it's working with a personal planet, it's very personal, right? And it's personal work, it's deep work, it's inner work. And depending on, you know, who you are, it can be very private. And Neptune is a quite private planet, and it asks us for alone time, for downtime, for silence. You know, there's even, I don't know if they're happening right now, of course, but I know there's the silent retreats you can go on for 10 days where you don't talk to anybody. Very Neptune. So this is where you're tapping into other realms and other worlds, if that's the choice. And therefore, that personal planet is permanently changed because of this energy coming from Neptune. The removal. It's a removal at first of whatever that personal planet thought it needed, whatever that personal planet's intentions might have been. This Neptune energy brings in, at the highest and best expression, the ability to trust, to go with the flow, to understand the bigger cosmic cycles, to tap into your creativity, to tap into your spiritual gifts and your intuition, to tap into all that is and open you up to everything that you're connected to in the cosmos. So it can help to have that vantage point. And there are books on Neptune, which I strongly recommend books if you're going through a big transit from one of these outer planets. And I always recommend books because they're written by professional astrologers. So for example, Stephen Forrest, Liz Green, Jeffrey Wolf Green all have books on Neptune. Maurice Fernandez has a book called Neptune, the 12th House and Pisces, which is excellent. And I also recommend Your Secret Self by Tracy Marks. That is actually more about the 12th house, but it has the same themes as Neptune and Pisces. So I hope any of these can help you navigate this time if you're experiencing a strong influence or impact from Neptune. And just to know the bigger intention of it all can help you flow and go with the ride. So now let's move on to Pluto, and Pluto being the energy of your soul's evolution. Pluto is permanent life changes. It's where endings happen and where you are shifting and transforming into a higher consciousness. Pluto brings up energies of power, control dynamics, shows us what is secretive or what's been hidden. And it's been hidden in our subconscious or our unconscious. It's a part of ourselves that we didn't realize was operating in the background, similar to your computer having an operating system and you're not aware of the spyware or you're not aware of what's going on within the system. Pluto reveals that. It is the revealer. And so it shows you more of your soul's growth in this lifetime, and it reveals it through how you operate your power. So as Pluto makes an impact on a personal planet, it brings up how that personal planet is expressing itself and owning its power, understanding what it means to transform, understanding that all of life is meant to metamorphosize. And of course, the best example of this is nature and how the trees drop their leaves, the leaves come down onto the earth and they turn into mulch and go into the dirt and become a part of a next cycle. And Pluto is about these significant cycles of soul growth that you can work with when you understand what's happening deeper within you. So as Pluto interacts with a personal planet, and again, it can be through any aspect, conjunction, sextile, square, trine, opposition, in conjunct, it's forcing, creating, allowing transformation to happen. It's something that you signed up for at a soul level. And that's because of how slow Pluto moves. So in your natal astrology chart, Pluto is only going to cover a certain area of your chart in your whole life. It's not going to go all the way around your chart. It's not going to interact with everything, most likely. It's only going to cover a certain portion of your energy. And you can see where you were born. Your natal Pluto is the starting line, so to speak. And as that Pluto moves through your natal astrology chart as a transiting planet, it's opening up kind of more of these undercover and hidden aspects of your energy field that you wanted to grow and develop in this lifetime. So you can look at this transiting Pluto as heavily connected to your soul's intention in this lifetime, because it's showing you where you chose to develop more of yourself. It also reveals your fears, and these can be fears that have traveled with you for many lifetimes. The fears that are outside of you, you perceive them to be outside of you. You perceive them to be maybe like a monster or something hiding in the closet. It's looking at some of these false conceptions of power and how you can own it and how you can work with it and what fears need to be transmuted. And, you know, I know that's something that's talked about a lot, you know, in self-help and new age stuff is just take a fear and transmute it. But if you've done that and you know it's a very deep fear, it's a past life fear, it's deeply ingrained in you, it takes time. It can take work, and there's so many different modalities for moving through a fear. And I'm feeling like this is a big part of our collective soul growth in this lifetime, is that it's why so many of you are amazing readers and energy workers. It's why you can help people with regressions and the Akashic Records and hypnosis. It's why so many of you are here. It's how we help each other move past these fears, to transmute them, transform them, and rise up in the strength of our energies and in the strength of what we're here to do in this lifetime. So the Pluto energies come through and they reveal a permanent change in you. And one of the best ways that I've found, at least, to deal with the Pluto energies is to know that it's where a part of your life is changing forever. And it's where you can honestly and openly step into something powerful that you're here to understand about yourself that needs to change. And this could be something within you that you didn't know you were operating. So, for example, when Pluto is squaring your Mercury or Pluto is squaring your Venus, well, that Mercury is showing you how you're thinking about something and how you're speaking about something. And the Pluto square can show you how you've handled conversations, let's say, and you see how it doesn't work out or how it's been very detrimental or that there's something that needs to shift in the words you say, in your tone, in your voice, etc. That Pluto interaction with Mercury is changing your communication style permanently. If Pluto has been interacting with your Venus, then it's showing you perhaps any fears around money or stability or how you believe you're worthy of creating in the world. It can show you confidence issues. This is through a square, even in opposition. It's a challenge with that kind of an aspect to your Venus where you want to feel loved and taken care of. And Pluto can show you where those areas of your life can be transformed and raised, where you can be a more vibrant and fuller expression of that Venus energy. Now, I happen to know Pluto very well because before the age of 40, Pluto has gone across my ascendant, squared my sun, opposed my moon, squared my Mercury, and squared my Venus, and also squared my Mars. So Pluto did this huge interaction with me and all of my personal planets before I was 40, and now I'm in my mid-40s. And so it was like, okay, just hold on and go with the ride of it all and know that it's something that at a soul level I chose and that I understand that there's big things shifting here, but that's part of the soul's growth. So if you can see Pluto as an ally on your team instead of a dark demon or a dark force working against you, again, it's going to shift you because Pluto is here to ensure our evolution and to assure that our soul's journey keeps going, that we, again, connect to all the potentials that we are and step into all the ways we can be in our power in this lifetime. So if you're experiencing a big Pluto transit, you can be experiencing these issues around power and what is hidden in your subconscious, some deep fears, anything that can be changing your life permanently. I do, again, recommend books on Pluto because it's a slow-moving planet and it typically works with us for a year and a half. And that's how the permanent change happens. That's how the layers are removed and then rebirthed as well. And it's through that rebirth that there is something really incredible that comes up. You can feel more alive. You can feel a new sense of self, of freedom, a sense of, no, this is who I really am. You know, Pluto delivers in powerful ways, and it delivers you more of your truth, more of the understanding of your soul's intentions and what you're here to move through that you don't have to move through in the next lifetime. So if you can think of it from that vantage point too, it can help with the bigger experience of it all. It's essentially saying, okay, I'm going to take care of this now so that in the next lifetime, which is in the current timeline or the current experience of energies, I don't have to work on this anymore. It's already transformed and transmuted. So check out some books on Pluto and understand what is happening for you and your chart, especially the house. The house that Pluto is in is where this is the area of life where the Pluto energies are showing up. Jeff Green, Stephen Forrest, and Donna Cunningham all have great books on Pluto, and there's many more. So please check that out and see what resonates with you, because we go into some very deep personal things with these outer planets. They change us permanently. They change our identities permanently. Our lives are shifted. We experience changes in relationships, in life choices, in where we live, in our sense of self, in our career path. I mean, these are the big energies of our lives. And it can be helpful mentally to understand what's going on, and then to intuitively and spiritually work with these energies at a higher level of consciousness to embrace them and to honor them. And as you do so, you're ultimately honoring yourself, you're honoring your soul's growth, you're honoring your own potentials that you haven't tapped into yet. And that's where things also get really exciting, because then you're elevating your energy and you're essentially on a whole new playing field. I hope this episode has brought you some insights and some good things to sit with and think about as these outer planets impact your personal planets. And I hope it's given you some things to understand about your own life, whether it's what's happening right now or what's happening in hindsight. So thank you so much for joining me. As always, it's a pleasure to connect with you through this wide world of astrology, and I'll be back with another episode every Wednesday and Monday. You can find out more about me at mollymccord.online or over at consciouscoolchic.com. Thank you so much, friends, and I wish you a beautiful voyage ahead.